Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're alive because we want to stay alive in the Creator's blessings, that we stay alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim, instructions of mercies. This is now the 325th class of Soul Class. Today's program will be covering streams of dreams, as discussed in the Torah. Now we are hearing, as we're about to cue it down with asking Mechila, from Shem's Disciples, featuring Martin Sobel. This is from an album, a CD that came out several years ago called Soul Melodic, I believe. And I'll just turn down the music. And thank you, Shem's Disciples, featuring Martin Sobel. And here we go with the shoe. Okay, that's kind of abrupt, but what can we do? Blessed souls, we hope to do a semi-impromptu broadcast today, starting right now in this most existential of moments, broadcasting live from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA, unifying souls actually, but Derek Pratt in a more particularized way, live from Kessler Crown Heights. Our program will serve the table of your consciousness concepts concerning dreams as taught from written and oral Torah sources. Hope you're listening right now through the internet. You can also listen if you're going to get off the net and you're going on out into the world with your phone, your cell phone, your smartphone, your dumb phone, your telephone, whatever you might be connected to at your convenience as well. You can connect to the show later on via the archived version. Meanwhile, may the Most High Creator bless you and your loved ones peacefully and pleasantly. Blessed souls, 2 weeks ago, we of the International Congregation of Israel, Jewish people, read from Parshas Miketz, which we're going to talk about today, plucking inspirations from that, and also from a Hasidic teaching, plucking inspirations from that, from the second Lubavitch Rebbe, Reb David Baer of Lubavitch. And let's see how it transpires right before your blessed ears, minds, and soul right now. Blessed souls, many human souls have dreamt dreams in the past. Some have dreamt by day, others by night. Some have dreamt distortions, while others have dreamt to distinguish wrong from right. Yet an accurate perception of the dream, so many have dreamt, many times have left them feeling uneasy and sensing their all life pursuits suddenly had become unkempt. Case in point was one mighty African Egyptian ruler, Pharaoh Paro, who lived more than 3,400 years ago. The Torah portion of Miketz, which begins at the book of Genesis, chapter 41, verse 1, and concluded by the book of Genesis, 44, verse 14, taught us this. Pharaoh Paro's dreams are in fact detailed in Book of Genesis chapter 41, verses 1 through 7. And those dreams bothered him, blessed souls. So who did the most mighty ruler of his time summon to appease his vexed spirit? In fact, he called upon the wise ones of his own nation, Chachamim Shel Mitzrayim, as well as practitioners of inquiring of the dead through their bones to receive insight from another dimension of creation, Chartumi Mitzrayim. Now I'm paraphrasing now from Rashi, the primary elucidator of the oral Torah traditions, commenting on the written scripture. So Rashi from 41 verse 8 mentioned that no one could bring tranquility to Paro's soul, his neshama, which rang like a bell from within him. Now Rashi, from that elucidation in chapter 41, or commenting on chapter 41, verse 8, also included within his elucidation also concerning another world leader who lived several hundred years later, the ancient Babylonian ruler Nebuchadnezzar, whose dream the story of his dream that bothered him, you can find out about more by learning from the book of Daniel, chapter 2, verse 1. Yes, Nebuchadnezzar, with all his power and glory and splendor, also suffered from a vexed spirit. However, in his days, the righteous Daniel HaNavi, responded with a dream interpretation, which in fact you can learn more about from the book of Daniel, Sefer HaDaniel, chapter 2, verses 36 through 45. What empowered Daniel and Yosef, HaTzadik, to reveal and interpret two dreams correctly to ease the two troubled spirits of two ancient and powerful kings? The answer to this question, blessed souls, I place upon your blessed shoulders, which supports your neck, which connects to your brainstem, and interacts with your blessed right brain, left brain, and back brain cognitive processing, all suitable vessels to receive from your unique divine image, your Tzelem Elohim. Of course, authentic Torah sources will assist you, but I submit to you a mission which is not impossible if you choose to accept such a mission, to find the answer to my question. How are Daniel and Joseph, Yosef, Tzadik able to interpret correctly the dreams of Paro from Parshas Miketz and the dream of Nebuchadnezzar from the book of Daniel? Meanwhile, blessed souls, let me sweeten the pot of your fertile divine image, your Tzelem Elohim, which is no dream, which should start to percolate and hopefully bubble over and elevate even the dullest of hearts, fooled too many times by the coarseness of modern mind brainwashing, especially in our days via vast and mass media occultist practices. Case in point, if you want to learn a little bit more about the potency of dreams, and if you experience certain types of dreams, we want to bring you now to Masechta Brochot, the oral Torah tradition of how to make blessings, which on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, the 57th page on the second side, Talmudic sage Rabbi Yochanan instructed us more than 1,500 years ago that if you blessed soul wake up, if it happens to occur, according to Hashkacha Pratit, Divine Providence, a biblical verse comes to your mind, your blessed mind, you are in fact experiencing a minor prophecy. Let me repeat that again. When you wake up from your blissful sleep, hopefully, if a verse, a pasuk from Torah, the Bible, comes to your mind, you've experienced a minor prophecy, as taught by Talmudic sage Rabbi Yochanan. Other sages in his day, from that same tractate in Brachot, Blessings, taught as well, if one sees King David, David HaMelech, in a dream, one can look forward to piety, chassidus, within their own lifetime. If one sees King Solomon, Shlomo HaMelech, in a dream, one may look forward to wisdom, chachma. If one dreams about the book of Esther, one may look forward to a miracle occurring in one's life similar to the one that took place during the time as described in the book of Esther, Megillat Esther. May I suggest to you, blessed souls, I humbly suggest, to try reading on a daily basis from the teachings of King David, which you can turn to Psalms, certainly, and also in what he taught, or what we can glean, you can glean out from reading from the book of Samuel and the book of Kings 1, and as well from reading from the teachings of King Solomon, which are a little bit more revealed to be of greater bounty, like in Mishlei, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes on Kehelis, yeah, and as well Shir Hashirim, Song of Songs, and of course to read from the book of Esther. And I humbly suggest that if you try to read these different types of teachings during your daytime experiences, or even better yet, before you go to sleep, perhaps in fact you will merit to experience what Israelite sages taught over 1500 years ago. And may you be meritorious to be the first one on your block to testify concerning the authenticity of such oral Torah traditions, HaMasorah Shatar Shabbat Peh. Now, we would like to now take a glance at Yosef HaTzadik, because he's featured heavily in Parshas Miketz, the Torah portion that we're drawing from in a very bountiful manner. But before we do that, I'd like to take a short musical break to have youthman Ari Lesser from Cleveland, Ohio, sing a folk song accompanied by his father, Ray Lesser, from his new digital album, which I believe came out in November 22nd of 2013, so it's brand new, fresh material, which you can get. It's digitally recorded, and you can buy them. That's this song, or any one of, I think you have to buy actually the whole digital album, excuse me. With that being said, this is just a minute and 32 seconds, and this is Ari Lesser's version of Psalms 23, and it's going to sound like, actually, I believe, an old Bob Dylan song. The tune sounds like the times they are a-changin'. And if you want to learn more how to get Ari Lesser's music, you can go to, let's see, where were you to go to? You would go to, excuse me for one second, you can, first of all, you can go to tags in Facebook, acoustic, hip-hop, /rap, Jewish rap, reggae, Cleveland. And that's one place, or you can type in Ari Lesser on YouTube, Ari Lesser on Google, and Ari Lesser in Facebook. So here we go, a minute and 32 seconds of Psalms 23 from Ari Lesser, who is Besser, which in Yiddish means better. He's, I think, the future of Jewish music, incorporating reggae and rap and folk music more than any other artist I've heard in recent times. Here we go, Psalms 23 by Ari Lesser.
Song by David Mizmorle David. The Lord is my shepherd, I have all I need. In lush meadows he lays me down, near peaceful waters he leads me around. Restoring my soul he guides my aim, on righteous paths for the sake of his name. Though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will not fear evil, for you never left. You're standing with me, yeah, you will always be. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You'll set me a table in front of my foes. You anointed my head, my cup overflows. May only goodness and kindness pursue me till the days my life are through. And I will dwell, I will sit and stay in the house of the Lord for the length of my days.
And that was Ari Lesser, very short, concise, powerful rendition of how he chants out in English Psalms number 23. Now let's can finish up with the rest of our program. I hope so far you're enjoying what you're hearing about the concept of dreams. But we have to glance back at Joseph, Yosef HaTzadik, blessed souls, as we choose to now share with you, excuse me, from within the inner dimensions of Torah, Panimius HaTorah. We fast forward in relation to from chapter 41 at the beginning of Parshas Miketz to later on in chapter 49, verse 22, where we see a prophetic blessing being accorded Joseph Yosef by his prophetic father, Jacob Israel, Yaakov Yisrael, from Genesis 49:22, Bein Parat Yosef. Joseph Yosef is a fruitful son. And FYI, for your information, I'm now gleaning inspiration from a Hasidic discourse, Maimar, by the second Lubavitcher Rebbe, known as the Mittler Rebbe, who lived from 1773 until he went to the next level of life in 1827. This teaching was delivered 5,585 years ago, blazing and grazing into the creation, more than 188 years ago, which would have made that correspond to 1825. And this Hasidic discourse is commonly called Al Tetzar et Moav. Don't distress Moab, which is a portion of a verse in Deuteronomy, Devarim, chapter 2, verse 9. From there we pluck out the inspiration, blessed souls, that from the essence of Joseph, Yosef's exalted righteousness, while serving as second in command within the most powerful nation in those days, he possessed a unique talent to interpret the dreams of others by stitching together a higher consciousness from a realm of emptiness, tohu, i.e., the lack of understanding perceived by the particular dreamer of the dreams he or she experienced. Now, when we speak of dreams, blessed souls, we address this subject matter within the human experience of sleeping. We are not discussing dreams of daytime overt consciousness, i.e. daydreaming. Rather, that dreams while we sleep are the byproduct of the thoughts of the heart or notions of the heart, which we may have given little, no, or actually a lot of attention. During our waking moments of our blessed days. Now these fleeting thoughts or notions of the heart of during our waking moments during the day, during our days of overt consciousness, human consciousness, as it may be, are connected to soul garments, lavushim shel haneshama, which consist of letters, otiyot or osios, tiny conduits, kelim or levushim, vessels or garments which project, absorb, and reflect the consideration of all types of ideas which take on a unique reconfiguration while we sleep. While we may or may not become aware of what we experience when we are sleeping, rectification of such recombination of the previous awakened state we were in via our heartful thoughts and notions can in fact transpire while we sleep. In fact, tikkunim, rectifications, can take place of those osios, of our those letters of our thoughts and notions while we sleep. However, in certain unique circumstances, one can sometimes become bothered, intrigued, or even frightened by such an experience, meaning becoming aware of certain type of distorted combinations of images or messages that one experiences while sleeping. So what can one do? Well, one can seek from another person to explain to him or her what is the deeper significance of such an experience, a dream experience. Now, at this point in time, blessed souls, I'm not going to suggest to you, blessed souls, who you can turn to interpret your dreams. For the ability to clarify the true intention of such a dream experience requires the interpreter to have a great knowledge of how to purify letters of thought, which are in fact concealed within the concealed desire, Ratzon HaNalam B'Nefesh, the concealed desire within the soul, the human soul. For from and from within the Nefesh, the soul, are created letters, Osiyot, in thoughts, Machashavot. These thoughts, Machashavot, arise within the emotions of the heart, which then arise within the mind. Within the mind, there occurs a further elevation to the desire, the ratzon and delight, oneg, of that soul. And those levels of ratzon and oneg, desire and delight, tower above the intellect of the mind connected to that soul, until those letters, those osios, return to their source within essential soul, neshama atzmi. You know, blessed souls, no matter who you are, you in fact possess not only a tzelem elokim, a divine image, but a atzmos hanefesh, a soul essence, which can also be called a neshama atzmi. Within your soul essence, atzmos hanefesh, there can transpire a quality of inclusiveness from all types of diametrically opposing soul-filled desires, intellects, and emotions, which can actually encompass the entirety of one's entire life and be actually compressed within the experience of just one single dream and proceed to ascend back to one's soul essence, Atmos HaNefesh. So surely, for one to awaken from such a dream would probably be troubling, because it's such a powerful and essential ascension of soul energy back to the soul essence. That doesn't mean a person's having a near-death experience. It's just there is in certain people who can experience such a thing. And it can cause one to seek out the reason for such an experience. At this point, since it was taught, is being taught, and always will be taught, blessed souls, that such a profound experience couldn't transpire, occur within a human experience, perhaps, as I humbly suggest, this was the type of dream that Paro or Pharaoh dreamt, that he was shaken to his core by the types of dreams that he dreamt, which caused him to seek out the wise men or the wise women, the wise people of Egypt, or those who sought information by communicating to the bones of dead people, known as the Chatumi Mitzrayim. But since they could not quiet his soul, which was ringing like a bell, as we mentioned earlier, when it was recommended him to turn to Joseph, when he turned to Joseph, Joseph's response in Genesis chapter 41, verse 16 was, quote, Joseph, Yosef answered Pharaoh, Paro, saying, quote, that is beyond me, meaning the dream that Paro dreamt. And I'm inserting parenthetically. And he asserted, it is only the Creator who will respond with Paro's or Pharaoh's welfare. Obviously, Yosef humbly admitting, his anivus, Pharaoh, that he could not interpret his dream without Creator's response, was certainly ample testimony that he was in fact a prophet of the Creator. So therefore, blessed souls, we conclude with saying that concerning prophetic dreams, may in our own generation, may we soon behold to hear with our ears and see the faces with our own blessed eyes upon this blessed earth, those blessed individuals who will fulfill once again a teaching from Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu HaNavi, chapter 23, verse 28, quote, let the prophet who has had a dream tell the dream, and let him who has received my word report my word faithfully. How can straw be compared to grain, says Creator? End of quote. May this all transpire speedily in our days, blessed souls, Badarki Shalom, in a peaceful way, Badarki Noam, in a pleasant way, Bahav Echad, with one love, B'gor L'chad, with one destiny, B'bori Echad, in one Creator. And please do not be fooled by those who are saying the year 2014 or the rest of 5774 will be a bad year for the human family experience. For these are people just projecting out their own whatever expertise within the prism of their own intellect, which is distorted if it is not fused with divine instruction. Harot me Torah. So that being said, blessed souls, we're going to end now with a song which is meant to remind us who we are. Musically, blessed brother in spirit, soul, and music, David Dome will help us get home to remind us that every day is a mirror. Let's look into the mirror of our lives to see what it reflects. As this song tells us, whatever you see is a reflection of you. So hopefully what you're seeing is true and not causing you to become blue. Blessed Hashem Yisbrek, with the help of the Most High, to be continued, blessed souls. This is Dunzus Yogubin signing off, and also requesting those who want to partner with us to help us expand our broadcasting abilities and to turn this into more of a full-time endeavor. You can, in fact, call me at 347-469-9702. That's 347-469-9702. We can partner with anyone out there. If you want to make dedications to announce good tidings from their family, weddings, bar mitzvahs, bas mitzvahs, graduations, announcement of a complete recovery for a member of the family, a friend that had previously been sick at any level. Hopefully everyone's getting healed already by the healer of all flesh. Yirapeh, Yirapeh from Parshas Mishpatim. With that being said, blessed souls, again, you can do that by, again, calling me at 347-469-9702 to partner with your cyberspace Torah activist, Dunzus Yogubin. And again, we're going to leave off with Every Day is a Mirror, coming from this wonderful song called Every Day by David Dome. And just remember, blessed souls, you've got to be good, because the Teva Tov Lehetiv, the nature of the good to do good, and if the Creator created you, you've got to be good, because He's the source of all goodness. You are connected to the source of all goodness by the very fact that you're alive with the Tzelem Elohim, which is no dream. Take care, everyone. You seem to be having some technical difficulties here with David Dome's song. Let's see if we can pull it out again from another section of our abilities to do so. And let's just see what's going on here. We're having some technical difficulty. Yeah, we're having some technical difficulty. Look at that. So you know what we're going to do, blessed souls? We're going to go back to a CD that we played before by Shem's Disciples, featuring Marlon Sobel. Let's just try to get that out here. And let's see if we can get it running. And if we can, that would be wonderful. And if not, we just might have to just close out the show. Very disappointing, but, you know, sometimes Murphy's Law works that way. Let's just see here. Let's see if we can get it going. And that's not the one. And here we go. Take care, everyone.
Not to boast, to be humble and roast. Shem's disciples surely be breaking idols in their recital. Shem's disciples surely be breaking idols in their recital. Commence with the service for the ladies and gents who are blessed with the ears to hear the disciples invest. Yeah. Disciples surely be breaking idols at their recital. Shem's disciples, so melodic.